When we first found out what was going on campus, I was off campus with a friend, and we actually had the alert come to our Morgan email that let us know that it was something that was going on campus and that we should stay away from certain areas like the student center where the incident occurred. That's what it was.
So this, happened, just after 4 o'clock yesterday in front of the student center. Your thoughts on something like that happening?
I was pretty shocked, especially because it was actually an event that was going on in the student center, so I knew that it was pretty, full of students at the time. So I was like, I wonder if my friends are okay, if everybody's all right. So I'm like calling different people and trying to make sure that everybody was okay. I was really shocked, though. I mean, especially that it happened in the afternoon. It was sunny outside. And taken aback.
And what was it like there? Were students running around? How would you describe the scene yesterday?
Actually, by the time that I had arrived on campus, the cops had the area shut down. They weren't really allowing students to pass by the student center. I did hear that initially they had put the student center on some type of lockdown where they had, locked whoever was in there at the time, just in case if they had the suspect, they would be able to locate him, I guess. But they didn't allow much traffic in the area after it happened.
And, today, following what happened yesterday, how did it feel to come back to campus after something?
It was a bit eerie, simply because everybody's like, you're walking past the student center? Isn't that where the kid got shot? And it's just like, it's not really, it's kind of surreal. Like, people don't really, because we don't know a name or a face to kind of put to him exactly right now, it's not really, it's a bit surreal. Like, we don't really know how to handle it.
The
mic.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Knowing that it was what they're telling us, it was targeted, that it wasn't a random crime, does that make you feel any more comfortable today, being back on campus and going back to class?
I'm definitely comfortable only because I feel safe on campus. It's not like this is something that happens all the time, and it was an isolated incident that, like you said, was direct. It wasn't like it was random or a person came in and didn't really know who their target was. I did hear initially that it was a robbery that kind of was going on. I don't know exactly the logistics of what happened, but I feel safe because I know I don't put myself in those kind of situations. So,
yeah. How comforting is it to know, to have that alert when it came out? Did it work?
Yeah, it was definitely helpful because, especially when you know something like that is happening and you don't know for sure if it's under control or not, it definitely is useful because you know what areas to be around and what areas to stay away from when you're on campus. And it definitely, right on target. Like, they let you know what's going on right now and what to be aware of.
Feel the university did a great job?
The university definitely does a great job keeping us informed on different things that are going on so that we know that we are safe. And if we don't feel safe, we always have campus security that, are available to escort us from areas of the campus to another if we feel like we need that type of thing.
What's it like to be a student now where you're always going to have in the back of your mind, Virginia Tech, yesterday, things like that? It's not like you just go to school and you go to class, but there's always something in the back of your mind that says...
It's definitely shocking because you don't think that, when you are going to school, you don't think that that's something that can happen. But the reality of the situation is that there's always some things that you can't expect that are going to be alert, something that you have to learn from. And, it sucks that if someone has a fatality had to occur for people to really wake up about it. But, there probably are certain precautions that we can take to kind of prevent something like this from happening again.